Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver of the 108th Legislative District in Northumberland and Snyder Counties. Representative Culver, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House is in session, and the topic that everyone wants to know about is the state budget. There's a lot of people out there who think we don't have a state budget, but that's just not the way it is. I know that both the House and the Senate acted last year, and there is a plan in place. What's going on here?
The governor actually did sign on December 29th a budget that we had sent to him, but our most recent effort is to restore billions of dollars of funding that the governor had cut from many vital programs and services. So this last week, we moved forward with supplemental appropriations for very valuable programs like education, health, agriculture, and corrections, to name a few. In total, the budget is funded by 87%. It was fiscally responsible. It was sent to the governor's office, and he did sign it, again, I'm going to say it, on December 29th. In an effort to restore billions of dollars, though, that were cut by the governor, we're moving forward with increasing funding to the things that he had cut, like $405 million to education. And we've been able to do this without a broad-based income or sales tax hike. So the first of the bills that we're running are specifically focused on providing funding for corrections, child advocacy centers, and hospital-based burn centers. Additional bills to restore funding for other core functions of government, including pre-kindergarten through 12th grade education, as well as many other health-related services, are currently under negotiation.
There's also an important veterans program in Pennsylvania that has recently been extended, and it benefits Persian Gulf veterans. What's going on here?
Absolutely. Central Pennsylvania, in particular the 108th District, is home to many, many veterans. And a popular bonus program benefiting Persian Gulf veterans has been extended through August 31st, 2018, thanks to legislation passed by the General Assembly late last year. The bonus pays $75 per month for qualifying active duty service members and up to $525 for a maximum. For personnel whose death was related to or an illness or injury received in the line of duty in Operations Desert Shield or Desert Storm, an additional $5,000 is available to the surviving family. And service members who were declared prisoners of war may also be eligible for an additional $5,000. I encourage all my veterans from Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm to go for more information and check their eligibility at www.persiangulfbonus.state.pa.us, or they can call my district office at 570-286-5885 or the toll-free number of 1-800-924-9060.
Also, as we go into February, there's an important date coming up to build awareness for a health problem that faces women all across the United States. What's this all about?
I sometimes think, you know, we get lost on other things as opposed to kind of being focused on this disease. And women across the country are going to be encouraged to wear red next Friday, February 5th, as part of the Go Red for Women campaign to raise awareness of women's heart disease. The Pennsylvania House recently passed House Resolution 658, designating February 5th, 2016, as National Wear Red Day in Pennsylvania. Heart disease is the number one killer of women each year, even though it is oftentimes preventable. An estimated 44 million women in the United States are affected by cardiovascular diseases, and 90% of women have one or more risk factors for developing heart disease. Yet only one in five American women believes heart disease is her greatest health threat. So by increasing awareness, by wearing red next Friday, speaking up about heart disease, we empower women to reduce their risk for cardiovascular disease, and we can save thousands of lives each year, mothers, sisters, and friends.
Representative Culver, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver.